It's going to be a huge rally, if by all accounts. So it comes on the day that a motion is being called for the holding of a referendum on the right to housing, and that's not taken place yet, despite repeated commitments from the government. So it's really calling, almost, like a broken record, for more affordable housing, tackling homelessness, and better conditions for renters. They're the three priorities, and we're seeing that, there's 500,000 young adults stuck in the family home. People are emigrating. My own daughter's, one of her best friends, just left for Australia this weekend. Students' education is interrupted. My own son is, we're spending 600 on rent in a house with 16 students. He's sharing a bed with two other, a bedroom, sorry, with two other students, and it's 600 a month for a bed. So it's really, it's got to a point now that people are frustrated. There's anger, but there's division being sown over that. So we need to make sure that we redirect the anger to where it should be, and not let the governments dodge the responsibility for this massive policy failure in a generation, probably the biggest policy failure in a generation.
What issues are you noticing in East Clare particularly?
So what I have been going around canvassing, as I'm sure you know already, but I am noticing a huge amount of vacant, derelict, abandoned houses that look great as well, but they're clearly abandoned. And there's another, so I do want to tackle vacancy and dereliction as a top priority in East Clare, in the Killaloe electoral area especially. That is a key issue, but I want to push for this a fit for purpose affordable housing scheme. There, we need inclusion to the scheme of for earners below 50,000 euro, because we're finding that young families are taking over a decade to save for their own home, and that's not good enough anymore. We need to allow them to be in a position to save for their own home, and with the rise of cost of living, throw everything else in, it's almost becoming impossible. So great, we have an affordable housing scheme, but it's beyond the reach of most young earners.
That has been something that's been raised in the Dáil as well, is that, if, for example, the limit right now, the upper threshold on the shared equity first home scheme here is 250,000 euro. We know from the most recent RPPI index that the average price of a new home in Clare is 300,000. So it looks like that you might only get a small amount of homes into that window. What would you like to see the government do to increase home ownership, particularly in Clare? We have a few unique challenges here.
Well, that's right. The average house of a three bed semi second hand home is now over 240,000. So we're nearly at that threshold just for a second hand home. And I also have been talking to some people about the grants. The grant is great, but you obviously have to pay that out first, and then of course getting it back will be long-winded. So it's great that we have a grant that we can go to for when we, if we find a derelict or vacant home, but there is a lot involved in that, a lot of paperwork. Not everybody has the time or the capacity to do that. So there, we need to be thinking outside the box more innovatively, some innovative thinking that, hopefully people can, that are not political like me. My history is in business, enterprise development, innovation. People who have been out in the outside world and not in the political world for their whole career hope to bring into politics now, for a new politics for the 21st century.